Listener Production.
G'day and welcome to the White Bay Burnett Local News. It's Dan McRae with you. I'll just take a quick look at the weather before we get into things. Mostly sunny for Bundy this morning, and we will get up into the 30s. Pretty similar for the Fraser Coast, mostly sunny with a top of 30. Here's a look at what we're covering today, Tuesday, the 21st of March. There's growing calls for action on the state's housing crisis. Amnesty International slams youth crime reform. And a new kind of spider discovered in our backyard. Let's get into it. The Premier's second housing roundtable gets underway next week, and there's growing calls for immediate and meaningful change. A new report has found homelessness has increased at a rate of almost triple the national average. St. Vincent de Paul Society Queensland CEO Kevin Mercer says it all starts with a new vision.
We need to build housing, obviously, in the long term, but in the short term, we've got to make sure that the whole system supports people to get through. Not just the housing system, but the social welfare system. Commonwealth rental assistance needs to be at a level that moves with rental increases.
Meanwhile, Amnesty International is blasting the state's recent changes to youth justice laws. Amnesty's Aboriginal advisor, Rodney Dillon, says he's outraged over the wrong issues being addressed.
We're putting a band-aid on one end, locking up more black fellas. It's good for the country. It's good for their votes. I think that it ticks a lot of the boxes. It's interesting, isn't it? It's one of the few things that Labor and Liberal can agree on.
Changes include breach of bail to youth offenders, lengthier jail terms for stealing a car, tougher penalties for teens who boast about their crimes on social media, and previous bail and criminal history to be taken into account at the time of sentencing. 10 people were reported to Queensland Police for bomb-related offences between January and February this year, according to QPS crime data. Among the offenders were 3 adult women, 5 adult men, and 2 young males. The figures show since January 2022 to last month, reports of bomb possession or use were made to officers in every Queensland Police district. The Darling Downs and Wide Bay had the most of all Queensland regions outside the southeast corner, with 5 bomb-related offences reported in each police district. Now it's time for arachnophobes to cover your ears. A new rare and giant species of golden trapdoor spider has been found in Queensland. The Euplos dignitus, meaning dignity or greatness due to its size, was found between Monto and Eidsvold. Queensland Museum's principal scientist and curator of arachnology, Dr. Mike Ricks, says people who are scared of spiders shouldn't be alarmed. They're barely seen in the wild.
Most people never see trapdoor spiders. Well, females live all of their lives underground. They're very cryptic, secretive creatures, and you know, most of the time we don't even realise they're there. But if you were to see this trapdoor on the ground, it'd be about the size of a sort of a 50-cent piece.
Meanwhile, although turtle nesting season has come to an end and encounters are no longer running at Monrepos at Bundaberg, the beach is still closed to the public from 6 p.m. till 6 a.m. as the remaining loggerhead turtle nests will emerge sporadically over the next few months. The hatchlings can be affected by human presence, particularly by the use of artificial lights. The beach will open back up at night on April 30. And finally, drivers on Garry Fraser Island are being reminded to slow down and take care. It comes after reports of a Wongari dingo being struck by a vehicle and killed last week.